Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Syracuse University's men's lacrosse team has a rich tradition of success. Now, to fuel that success, the program is predicated on finding the best up-and-coming talent. WAER's Tyler Aki tells us to discover some of the latest talent the program had to travel all the way to Portland, Oregon.
Nearly 3,000 miles separate Syracuse freshman Tucker Dordovic from his hometown of Portland, Oregon. Place not really known for lacrosse. However, like seemingly every West Coast state, the sports brand is steadily growing.
Now it's starting to become like much more of like a popular sport, but a while back when I was growing up, it was definitely a lot smaller. But now you have tons of clubs out there, like Rhinos out there, a couple of adrenaline programs are out there. Tons of kids are starting to play.
So while Dordovic's true upbringing sits all the way on the other side of the country, his lacrosse roots are all thanks to Central New York.
A guy by the name of Ryan Powell was out in Oregon coaching, and he let us know about him years ago, so it was a good heads up on Ryan's part.
Casey to Ryan. Ryan, a quick pass down low. What a pass by Ryan Powell to McIntyre for his third goal of the game.
Ryan Powell over to Coyone. 7:30 remains. Ryan looking. Moves in, ducks it behind the back. What a goal by Ryan Powell. Oh, my goodness.
All the way down the right alley. Dordovic, a bouncing shot, scores. What an individual effort from Tucker Dordovic, the freshman.
Dordovic gets his first goal right there, second of the season, in front of Ryan Powell, who's here, the Syracuse alum. John Desco learned about Dordovic through Ryan Powell out on the West Coast.
That's right, one of the most storied players in SU history replenished the Orange talent well years ago. Dordovic sparked his relationship while he was a ball boy for the now extinct Portland Lumberjacks. After that, the freshman participated in many of Powell's camps and clinics.
Once I started playing, my brothers didn't play. Played for like a year, and then I just continued playing, and like fourth grade came around. And I got in touch with Ryan, and so he just started coaching me, and then since then, I just continued playing through his club, and then I guess I'm here now.
From there, Dordovic became enamored with Syracuse lacrosse. The legend of Ryan Powell made a profound impact on getting Dordovic to the Orange.
It was the greatest. Ever since I was, as long as I can remember playing at least club lacrosse, he always coached me. And so ever since I started playing club and he was coaching me, I wanted to come here. And so it was just nice being able to have like someone who's always hard on me and like knew like the goals I had in mind to keep me like guided.
But when Dordovic got to campus, there was a complete change in the speed of the game. Being from Oregon, there were some nuances of the sport that he was not as sharp on as his East Coast teammates.
These kids definitely have like a step up in like the IQ spectrum of things, just because like obviously I was coaching Ryan, but he only really coached me during the fall or the summer and winter. So like whenever it was my high school season, I didn't have like some of these kids are coached by some of the best coaches in high school lacrosse like all year round, and I only got that half the year. So I think just an IQ standpoint, some things are better, but I'm catching up pretty quickly.
This, however, came as no surprise to head coach John Desco. Given the hype surrounding the 27th overall recruit in the class of 2017, there was sure to be an adjustment period when Dordovic joined an already talented SU roster.
You know, where he's coming from, obviously, his ability to be able to start here at Syracuse University, he was a heck of a high school player, so I'm sure the ball was in his stick all the time. And he's come here with other players on the field that are, you know, want the ball in their stick too. So he's had to share it a little bit more than probably what he's used to.
Brad Voigt in front, shot and a goal. Upper left 90. Say hello to Tucker Dordovic, the freshman starter out of Portland, Oregon. Finds the top left corner and makes it a 3-0 lead for Syracuse.
So where else is Dordovic seeing a transition? Well, playing for an East Coast school, the freshman has certainly seen a completely different passion for the sport.
It's pretty cool. It's a lot more than anything I've ever expected. Back home, like at high school lacrosse, you only, like, the parents are pretty much the only fans. And, like, here it's so cool. Like, at the Albany game, even though, like, we got killed, there was, like, 8,000 people. And so, like, that's something that, like, I would never dream of playing in front of, like, so many people.
As for what's next for Dorda Vick, well, Orange fans are certainly hoping for a fruitful career on the field. But after that, the Oregon native hopes to do the same thing Powell did for him.
It'd be cool to, like, help out and, like, coach lacrosse out in Oregon and, like, also, like, do whatever my job is. I mean, it'd also be cool, like, if I had the opportunity to play pro, I would obviously do that. But, I don't know, I just want to help grow the sport as much as possible.
And if Dorda Vick can spawn some talent similar to his own, SU lacrosse is in good hands for the foreseeable future. Tyler Rocky, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. Subscribe in iTunes and follow us on Twitter by searching for WAER Sports.